This week on Hands on Wellness, we're going to get into some cardiovascular stuff. No, I'm not going to make you go out here and run laps, but we are going to talk about your heart and blood pressure. Stay tuned. Hands on Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Keeping passwords on notes or spreadsheets doesn't work anymore. LastPass easily keeps track and creates unique passwords for every site you use. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Wellness is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped promotes clean hygiene when it comes to shaving. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Code HOW. Hey there, everyone. I'm Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands on Wellness on Twit TV. Personal wellness and fitness is truly important to me. And on this podcast, I'll share different tips to help you get a better grasp of your personal wellness. Folks, we have so many tech gadgets and products at our disposal. Allow me to share how all of this wonderful tech can be used to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. I appreciate you all joining me today. And while you're here, go ahead and subscribe to the show. All of our subscription options can be found on the website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for hands-on wellness. Or you can just use your favorite podcatcher and click on the subscribe option there. I really appreciate your support of the show. And I also appreciate you all being a big part of the hands-on wellness community. So now let's go ahead and get into this week's discussion. All right. Previously on episode 4, I chatted with you all and discussed the importance of getting moving by adding regular exercise routines to your day, even while you're at home. Exercise routines are great for your muscles, but they're also great for your cardiovascular system. By this, I mean your lungs and your heart. It's important to take into account just how well you're doing on the cardiovascular front, in particular, your heart and your blood pressure. And today we'll take a look at a tool that'll help you easily monitor your blood pressure from the comfort of your home. And that's the CardioArm blood pressure cuff. But before I discuss the CardioArm cuff, let's talk about blood pressure. What is blood pressure and why is it important? Well, blood pressure is important because it's an active measurement that's showing just how well your blood is pumping through your body. I mean, you need good, healthy blood pressure to help push oxygen and nutrients throughout your body. Now, poor blood pressure can really make you feel sort of run down and in poor health. And on the other hand, higher blood pressure is in the class of hypertension. Now, this isn't healthy either. This means your heart is working way too hard for your body. And this performance can pretty much lead to a stroke or kidney problems or even heart failure. Not very good. Now, how is blood pressure measured? It's measured in mm, which stands for millimeter of mercury. I have a hard time saying that. And this gives you a count of your systolic pressure when your heartbeat contracts, and also a diastolic measurement when your heart is in between beats or it's relaxing or releasing from the contraction. So when you see a blood pressure reading, you'll see it referred to as something, something over something. Okay. For me, it would be something along the lines of like 118 over 75. Now, normal healthy blood pressure is below 120 systolic and below 80 diastolic. So that would be below 120 over 80. High blood pressure is 140 over 90, somewhere along in those range. All right. So now the folks at Cardio sent me this arm blood pressure cuff to share just how easy it is to use from the comfort of your home. Now, but before we get into that, we're going to take a few seconds to thank this week's sponsor. Oh man, this episode of Hands on Wellness is brought to you by Manscaped. Get the perfect package 3.0 essential kit, the perfect tool for your family jewels. The kit comes with the new Lawnmower 3.0, a waterproof cordless body trimmer, plus the crop preserver. For a limited time, subscribers get the shed travel bag and a patented anti-chafing Manscaped boxer briefs. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Code HOW. 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Code HOW. One more time. That's manscaped.com. Code HOW. And we thank Manscaped for their support. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the cardio arm blood pressure cuff. Now, this little plastic 4-inch brick is wrapped in Velcro, and you pretty much just take it, you know, take the Velcro apart and wrap it around your arm on the inner part of your arm, right up next to your bicep. And this is going to help you get a good measurement of your blood pressure. Now, the device doesn't have an LCD or anything on it, so you can't really like pick it up and read what your measurements are. So you have to connect it to your smartphone or your tablet using its iOS or Android app. I wasn't too keen on the lack of LCD because personally, I like to grab the device and get my reading and going about my business. But there are some benefits to it being tied to your mobile device, I have to admit. It's a direct connection via the internet to send to your, you know, to send your blood pressure information to your medical provider upon request. Considering how doctors' offices nowadays are just trying to limit the non-COVID-19 patients at their facilities, this is a pretty good idea to get vital blood pressure data to them remotely. The cardio arm is fairly easy to use as it connects via Bluetooth to your mobile device. It connects almost instantly when fired up. The app user interface couldn't be simpler or even more to the point, quite frankly. I really like this thing. The menu options are just right and large enough for older users that have issues with navigating through the app interfaces. You know, they're big enough and there's not a whole bunch of gibberish on the screen. It's perfect. Okay, so pretty much my only gripe between the device and the app is the lack of a power button on the device. Maybe it's convenient to not have a power button on the device, but I struggle with this from time to time, wondering why my phone just wouldn't connect. And it's because I never really got the cardio arm to properly shut down. Okay. It essentially was in a sleep mode whenever I, you know, got finished using it. So I had to check into the documentation, and according to the documentation, you shut down the cardio arm by just wrapping it around itself and connecting a little magnetic tip that's built into it to the end of the device. But apparently I wasn't doing that, even though it looks like I was. I guess it just wasn't really connected and shutting it down. So the only resolution that I had to get me connected whenever it wouldn't connect is I had to remove the little AAA batteries that are on the inside of it. And that would just force the device to do a reboot. Now, once it rebooted, it connected like boom, pretty much instantly. Now, the readings that I received seemed to be on par with other blood pressure tools. I have good blood pressure, so it seemed to just keep up with everything else. And in addition to the accuracy of the app will keep a historical record for you. This is good for being able to keep track of things over an extended amount of time and could be useful for your medical provider if they're trying to do some sort of deep analysis just to check for trends or things of that nature. You can get the cardio arm online for $99 at Amazon, Best Buy, and more. We'll provide a link to how you can get one in your hands with the link in the show notes. Okay, just in case you're interested. Now, my question to you, have you checked your blood pressure recently? I hope you can report healthy numbers. I highly recommend you regularly check your blood pressure. And if you're noticing some questionable measurements, please seek out some medical professionals and have them take a look. Even if you have to use a remote doctor option, like I mentioned way back in episode 1 of Hands On Wellness. Wink, wink. All right. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hands On Wellness. Folks, I really appreciate you all joining me each and every Friday here on Twit TV. Again, make sure you're subscribed. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and YouTube and all of those other different options wherever you can find podcasts. Go to the website, twit.tv/how. Again, that's twit.tv/how for Hands On Wellness. And if you have any other questions or just want to share tidbits of your personal wellness journey, feel free to shoot an email to me at how@twit.tv. I try to answer all of the emails that I get as best that I can, and I'd love to hear from you as well as share a virtual high five with you as you're continuing down this road to better personal wellness. All right, folks, that's going to do it for me here this week. Appreciate you all very, very much. Thank you, Mr. Victor, for making me look and sound good. And I'll catch you all next week here on Hands On Wellness. Y'all take care.
Hey, folks, I am Micah Sargent, co-host of Tech News Weekly right here on the TWiT Network. Yes, Tech News Weekly is a show we do every week, Jason Howell and myself, where we talk to people who are making and a break in the tech news. That's right. It's journalists, it's inventors, it's app makers, it's everybody who's bringing the tech news in a given week. It's all the stuff you want to know about in bite-sized chunks in a fantastic package. So be sure to subscribe. It's twit.tv/TNW.